This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
937.
Strong, growing strong. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Kara Schillen. 7 after the hour. Conversation in the last 24 hours, since many of you have paid attention to what's going on. We'll bring you up to date on, in this hour, this is in-depth, so maybe half a dozen different things. The National Transportation Safety Board concluding that the engineer of that Amtrak passenger train that crashed in Philadelphia last year was distracted. He was talking on the radio or said that there was radio traffic. So I'm not sure I know what that means, radio traffic. Let's listen to this and see if we can figure it out together.
Two sources tell CBS News the National Transportation and Safety Board expects to find operator error as the probable cause behind last May's deadly Amtrak train derailment in Frankfurt. Those sources claim the board will find the cause of the crash was likely due to the train operator's loss of situational awareness, as well as they are also going to find no firm evidence of an object striking that train before the accident, as there is simply no way to determine if the damage to the windshield occurred before the derailment or during. The NTSB is expected to release its findings tomorrow.
So, I guess I wonder, situation, what was the word they used, Kara? Situational distraction? Sounds to me like he wasn't paying attention to his job. He was confused.
Yeah, what I had heard the other day, and I don't actually know much about this, was that he was maybe distracted by, like, another call on the radio, or an emergency on the radio from another train. Not, you know, ironic in a funny way, but sad if that's the case, that he was distracted by something else and then caused this to happen.
Well, but there are a lot of distractions, mostly things that are being done because actually being the engineer of these trains is not that much fun anymore because there aren't that many gizmos to do because everything is automatic. They have a throttle, they have a foot brake, they have very few controls of the electrical power unit.
It's funny and how they make everything automated to make it easier for you, and yet it makes it harder to stay focused on it because you're so bored.
Yeah, right. So there are a lot of moves afoot to make trains automatic so that they don't need an engineer. That somebody in a control room, not unlike the self-flying planes and self-driving cars and self-propelled trucks or self-driving trucks we hear a lot about. So the same thing. No pilots, no drivers, no engineers. What a world. Huh? No accidents. It'll all be perfect until the system breaks. And then what happens? Everything is dependent on computers. You ever wake up and think nothing, one day nothing will work because somebody has hacked the system? The derailment took place actually a year ago. 8 people were killed, 200 people were injured. The engineer's name was Brandon Bastian, who had a concussion in the crash. He had no memory of what occurred after the train pulled out of the station in Philadelphia. So it was leaving the station. The engineers who do this, I talked to an engineer not long ago, the Amtrak train that I was on, and he said, yeah, once you get going, these trains, the Acela trains, do 140, 150, 160 miles an hour, and you don't even understand or know or feel, because of the way the trains are built, that it's going that fast. You don't have a sense of depth perception. He says it's like you're in a can. I remember that. I've always been fascinated with trains. When I was a kid, my grandparents lived in a little town called Ashley, Illinois, which was on the main line of the Illinois Central Railroad, and the Louisville, Nashville, crossed about 400 yards from my grandparents' house. So whenever I'd hear a train whistle, I'd be 4, 5, 6 years old, and I was visiting out there, I'd run out and go straight to the tracks and watch as the trains, those locomotives come. You could see them coming way down. The track was flat for miles. You could see the train, the lights. And as they got to crossing, they'd blow the horn. And they were doing, at that time, 100 miles an hour, pretty fast for a train in the 1950s. And those locomotives, some of those old locomotives, the diesel locomotives that were built after World War II, they were the coolest things. And as the train went by, the one I liked the most was the City of New Orleans. And it, look at the round back of the train, had the symbol of the City of New Orleans on it. And the conductor would often be out back, and he'd wave as everybody. Can you imagine what that meant to a kid that was my age? The engineers would always, they see you out there, they'd give you the whistle, and you could see them just enough to know they were waving at you. It's pretty thrilling stuff. And so today, that all is gone. There's none of that stuff. It's just another machine and another human being in it. And so these sorts of things happen. I remember the movie that Denzel Washington was in, what, 4 or 5 years ago, about the engineer who stopped the runaway train. That was a great movie. It really was. As a matter of fact, I thought about that when this occurred, this Amtrak crash. But there have been a lot of crashes in the last 4, 5, 6 years on Amtrak. And oftentimes, it's either one of two things. One, the engineer isn't paying attention to what he's supposed to be doing on the phone, you know, that kind of stuff. Or the track has eroded, and it's usually over a bridge or something. Bridge or going around a turn, the track isn't kept up, and so the track or what's underneath it breaks, and the train just rolls over. One of the things that also is fascinating about trains is, if you look at the tracks, there's nothing that holds the rails are nailed onto either concrete or wooden structure that is laid into the stone that sets up the bed of the track. There's nothing that holds those the wood or the cement in place. It just sits there. Isn't that, for these trains that are so heavy and moving so fast, there's nothing that anchors those cross members in place. They just are set in the stone, and about once a year, the train, and I have a kid that works for me on my farm, he also works for the railroad, and they spend all day every day, except when the weather is bad, with loads of stone on cars, and they unload the stone and tamp it down as between the rails and between the ties, so that there's more security, there's more strength there. But that's it. It's fascinating. That's all there is that holds the whole thing together. It seems, and that's very low tech. You wonder, you put the high tech train on the low tech rails, and what do you have? You got a derailment in May of last year that killed 8 people because the engineer wasn't paying attention. I think that's the bottom line. 2020 News Quiz coming up. It's quarter after the hour here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm and Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, where are we? Looks like 18 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. So yesterday, there was a new rule put into place. The White House set new rules that govern a way for some of you to make more money. What did they do? That's the 2020 News Quiz question for a swell prize, a book about your life and how to make it better by Maria Trilogy. Fascinating book. Great ideas, and it's yours if you call 888-302-3684 right now and tell us what the White House has done to change the way people make more money. What did they do, and do you agree with what they did? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. What did the White House do to change the way this is, didn't involve anything other than the stroke of a pen, it would seem. What's the goal? How does it work? You tell us that, and you win the prize. All right, how's that? The dams in our country are in rough shape. A lot of deterioration there. Some are too dangerous, potentially deadly, in fact. This is a study by engineers, the Army Corps of Engineers, estimates 70% of the country's 87,000 dams. Who knew there were 87,000 dams will be more than 50 years old in the next 5 years? New legislation is going through Congress now. It will funnel $4.5 billion into various water resources projects. What I would say to you about this is the same as I say to you about the roads. This is a project for the unions. This is a make-work project. If they built the dams like they ought to, make them strong. If they built the roads the way they ought to, making them strong, then this would not be the problem. So when they rebuild them, are they going to rebuild them better so that they are more modern? The infrastructure is tough. Bridges, roads, dams, it's the whole damn thing. I think. Outrageous. All right. 888-302-3684 to answer the 2020 News Quiz question. What has happened that governs the way people make more money? 21 after the hour. ¶¶
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Music time in this hour of Good Day, starting with Sir Elton John cranking up the Crocodile Rock, as he says what's going on in North Carolina is a crock. In fact, he's been described as slamming the anti-LGBT bathroom laws.
You can never get that right.
I didn't say transvestite. Who's your what? TQ?
LGBTQ.
Mind your own T's and Q's, will you please?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, he says it's dangerous what they're doing with the bathroom laws in North Carolina. He attacked the governor for his quote-unquote transgender ignorance. As most of you know, Mr. Reginald, what's his real Reginald Denny, I think, Denny Dewey?
Reginald Denny was beaten in the L.A. riots.
All right. Reginald, his name is Reginald Summer. Anyway, Elton John is gay, and
what?
I know.
Wait a second. Are you sure about that? I demand a recount.
Yeah, let's look at his in his closet, his wardrobe left over from Liberace. All right, anyway, so you all know about the laws that were passed last month that prohibit transgender people from using the bathroom of the gender they identify with. Elton John said the law, quote, lacks compassion towards trans people. Also strips gay people and lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and queers of their state protection. He also said the bill would end up wasting millions of tax dollars. And he's right. He's absolutely right. 100% agree with him. 1,000% agree with him. Come on. When you people... Oh, there I am. It sounds bad when I say you people because I'm talking...
You people are so stupid. Yeah, it is horrible.
Right, yeah. So how come nobody calls Limbaugh on it? He says it all the time.
I don't know, but I don't listen to him. I don't pay him any mind.
Well, anyway, a lot of people do. And it is. Even when I say it, it sounds dismissive to me. And I'm not meaning it to sound dismissive, but I would like people to be open
to loving and understanding that not all of us are the same. That's it. That's all it is, really. And
it's
plus
about
the fact
more
that,
than that, but we it's not.
Yeah, it is. But I'm kind of excited because I'm able to use the old term queer again. We haven't been able to use that for a long time.
You can't. That's the problem.
Why can't I?
Yeah. It's like the N-word. Like, your kind can't use the N-word.
My kind? That's dismissive. Yeah.
You straight people
my kind?
Can't
you,
use it.
You straight people.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Okay. Nikki Sixx in the musical news today. Not happy about what Gene Simmons said regarding his friend Prince. Last weekend, if you didn't remember, Gene Simmons, who's the frontman for Kiss, tweeted a statement, an opinion, if you will, about Prince's death, saying, quote, how pathetic that he killed himself. And then he apologized for the remark, but already the damage was done, and a lot of people aren't very, very forgiving. Nikki Sixx is the bassist for Motley Crue. He said, quote, when you're in Gene's position, you ought to have a little bit more than a narrow-minded, bullying sense of what's happening on the earth. I think that Gene is an overrated, lucky guy that dresses like a clown. He wrote himself some good songs, but hasn't had one in a long time and loves to brag about himself.
True.
A little extra shot there. Yeah, I think that TV show, remember the TV show with Gene Simmons, his family and his life?
Yeah.
I found it, actually, I used to watch it once in a while because I liked his wife, but it was not anything magical going on there, for sure. All right, so there's the word on Nikki Sixx and Gene Simmons and the word from Good Day at 28 After. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It just supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have fallen into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American Veterans Center.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Better that is today versus yesterday. Are you feeling more likely today to be successful, thrilled about living and doing a good job? Let's hope that's the case. I hope that's the case with me as well and Kara. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara is along with me here. All of our friendship is extended to you so that we can sort of engage in friendly conversation about what's going on in the world. 888-302-3684. The question, the 2020 News Quiz question, had to do with a rule that was set yesterday governing a way for you to make more money. I'm asking what that was. Justin's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Justin, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
Pretty good.
Good thing. All right. So what happened? What was the rule that changed yesterday that will affect a lot of workers?
So through executive order, President Obama changed the wage cap that salary employees can make while still making overtime. He raised it from $27,000 to, I believe, about $48,000.
All right. So how does this affect you?
It really doesn't affect me directly. I'm an hourly employee, but recently my brother did go to a salary, and this would change how he's paid because he works way more than 40 hours a week. And, I mean, we're talking about people who make $30,000 to $50,000 a year. So I do believe that this is probably one of the executive orders that might actually help.
Okay. So it doesn't affect you, but it affects your brother. What do you think of the way it was enacted?
There's better channels to go through. I mean, I'm not all for all these executive orders that just kind of go around Congress and does whatever he thinks is best at the time. But, I mean, there are better ways of going about this.
What would have been a better way?
Well, just, you know, Schoolhouse Rock. I'm a bill on Capitol Hill.
Schoolhouse Rock. That's great. do you think this would have changed? Why now? Why didn't he do this 8 years ago when he got into office? What do you think his motivation is for having done this now?
To be honest, I think he's trying to pull in votes for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. And so this is the way to do it, pay people more. So buy people's votes by getting the government to do nothing that costs the government more money. I guess I'm wondering as I look at this whether there are any government employees, because there certainly are plenty of government employees that make between, $25,000 a year and $47,000, $48,000 a year. But there are plenty of government employees that are in there. And one wonders, I think the total number of people affected is over 4 million in the country. So I wonder how many of those are government employees.
I'm not sure. I'm actually a contractor for the government. So
what do you do?
I work at Letterkenny Army Depot.
Doing?
Electronics work, soldering, repairing circuit boards, etc.
Why do you have your own company or you work for somebody else?
I work for someone else.
Uh-huh. And they have a contract to do it rather than having the people that are at the base. Is it better in the sense that it costs less and you have more expertise than someone who might have been trained and just doing it as a service job while they were in the service?
No. The government does this so that they don't have to pay the pensions, the health care, because all of the government employees are union. Mm-hmm. And thus, they have all these stipulations. Okay, you have to pay X amount of dollars per hour for health care and X.
Right.
They go through contracting companies to kind of bypass that. And
actually, they do a lot of it. In reality, they do a lot of this contracting so that it saves them money. It's a practical way of teaching the rest of the world how to do. The government is big on unionism. You heard me talking earlier on about the situation with the bridges and the roadways and the railroad tracks, that kind of stuff, infrastructure, which is poorly built, poorly designed, poorly engineered, and therefore it falls apart all the time so that we can keep union people employed to fix the roads, the bridges, that sort of thing, the dams. And it seems counterproductive, doesn't it, to you as a taxpayer?
No, there are good things that come from unions and such like that.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't good things that come from unions. I'm just saying, matter of fact, I don't even know that other than the coziness that union leaders have to politicians, this is not the rank and file membership that I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the state of mind of politicians using government money to buy jobs. This is a cozy deal between the leaders of unions and the government, the politicians, not the government. The government is bureaucracy, so when I look at the government, I think of the people like the folks who run various departments like the TSA, things that don't work. There are plenty of things that do work that we don't talk about. And we don't need to talk about it. We should just be talking about fixing the things that are broken, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And there's plenty that is broken.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. All right, good job, Jess. Thanks for helping us explain the situation from yesterday. You get a copy of this book, Life is Great When You Do the Work. The White House instituted new overtime rules yesterday. Does this affect you? If it does, how much more are you going to make? And will the fact that it was done by a Democrat engage your thinking, oh, wow, the Democrats are great. I just made some more money. I'm going to thank the Democrats by voting for them at the voting booth. Is that how it works? It may be how it works. That's and I can understand that thinking. 20 minutes before the hour on Good Day, there's a focus on biotech and mosquitoes. With all of this conversation about the Zika virus and the mosquito that carries the Zika virus, you'll be interested to know that there is a maker of genetically modified insects extolling this week the virtue of a modified mosquito that'll help kill the Zika virus, kill actually the mosquito, kill the populations of mosquitoes that are spreading the Zika virus. Is this like a really bad movie? Or are you aware, as I am, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And each year at this time, I take a product that I get from a company called Spalding. It makes wasp larvae. And so you spread the wasp larvae out on the manure piles or out in the fields or wherever flies gather. And the larvae becomes a wasp, and the wasp population eats the fly larvae that's on the manure piles or wherever it may be. So it gets rid of it. It's amazing how effective it is. So what I'm seeing here, what I'm thinking here, is that the same sort of bug, well, the same sort of arrangement, they're breeding mosquitoes to eat the larvae of the other mosquitoes. How in the world does one mosquito know that a particular type of other mosquito needs to be eaten? But that's what they're doing. It's a modified mosquito will help kill off the wild populations of the kinds of mosquitoes that spread maladies like Zika. Company's called Oxitec. Buy some stock in it. They have GMO bugs. Now, one wonders under the circumstances. We don't like GMO food, or I don't, and I talk about that frequently as a farmer. I don't want any GMO seeds, any of that stuff. But one wonders, under the circumstances, if this isn't good. These bugs are non-toxic, non-allergenic. Animals won't be affected. Humans won't be affected. You don't want to have me try to pronounce what kind of a mosquito this is. They are not native species. They have to be introduced. And they're not a major source of food for frogs and bats that normally like to eat mosquitoes. Frogs and bats don't like these mosquitoes. They don't taste good, apparently. Cook them up with a little chocolate. So there are some people who are concerned about genetically modified mosquitoes being released and the impact they will have if they bite humans. So, questions, is it better to kill the Zika virus and other things that are bad and not know what happens to humans? I think that's an interesting question. Here's a story, an overview of what's going on as they introduce these mosquitoes in the Florida Keys.
Key West, Florida is where scientists hope to test out their newest weapon to combat the growing Zika virus, genetically modified mosquitoes.
Before they could be tested in Florida, the FDA had to evaluate them. They looked at data from all of the places they've been tested, and they ruled that they're safe for the environment and for people.
Some residents want no part in the trial.
We don't want to be lab rats.
They're angry at the CDC, the FDA, and the British company that created the genetically modified mosquitoes. Scientists want to release millions of the GMO male mosquitoes into South Florida neighborhoods. The goal? To lower the populations of the mosquito which carries the Zika virus.
The genetically modified male mates with the wild female, and the offspring does not develop into an adult. It dies before adulthood.
But families say there's no plan if something goes wrong and if diseases start to spread.
I pay taxes, I work here, I live here, I have the right to choose if I want to be this or not.
The scientists behind the plan say it's already working in other countries. ABC's Dr. Richard Besser visited a lab in Brazil where they're saying the targeted Zika-infected mosquito population has been reduced by a dramatic 90%.
In 2 to 4
4 days after we release it, it will be dead.
In Washington, a fight over funding to control the spread of the Zika virus continues. President Obama has requested nearly $1.9 billion.
Democrats say top Republicans have proposed at least partially funding that request. However, the vote on the proposal scheduled for today did not happen.
All right. So you got the picture, right? Who wants to be a guinea pig? Who's standing in line first to get bitten by these mosquitoes versus the regular mosquitoes? It's the old damned if you do, damned if you don't, I think. 45 past the hour on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
What's gross?
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
You know, I've heard a lot of people have heard and seen some comments about this this decision I made for us here on the Good Day program to help the hungry using food for the poor, and a number of people who have called in to donate $75 a year. This is a fundraising focus that I've decided to have for a few months to help people who are mostly children in countries that don't have any infrastructure, where there's no food, no water, no clothing, no housing. So if you'd like to give to help, 844-868-4673, 844-868-HOPE, or you hit #250 on your phone and say the word give.
Be
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
On the farm. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When I first learned to drive a tractor, I remember needing to slide down off the seat in order to press the clutch pedal. Successful Farming family and farmstead editor Lisa Faust-Prater hopes kids wouldn't do that today. She recommends using a job safety analysis to help pick chore assignments for the kids. Download one at agriculture.com/JSA.
Breaking it down step by step just really helps to nail down the hazards with each step and really make clear what steps you need to take to avoid being injured.
Faust Prater also warns against having the kids with you when you're doing chores.
The kids are running around in the area where mom is, and there's just so much opportunity for them to get injured.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager Andy Hegenstaller to discuss Encirca Fertility, Product Knowledge Foundation characterization.
Proper soil fertility management is critical for achieving crop genetic yield potential and maximizing farm profitability. In spite of this, recently released aggregate soil test data indicates that phosphorus and potassium fertility levels are below optimum levels in many fields across the central U.S. Record yield levels and lower commodity prices over the past couple years are likely two drivers for why we're seeing less than optimal fertility in many areas. With record yields come record nutrient removal rate.
What trials or testing is Pioneer doing to better identify certain issues and also provide recommendations?
So at Pioneer, we conduct over 10,000 growing point agronomy trials each year. And this year, in 2016, in order to follow up on what we're seeing on this soil fertility information, we're going to collect soil samples from a subset of these on-farm trials to really look more closely at the relationship between phosphorus and potassium soil test levels and yield, and then also to determine the extent to which soil fertility is limiting crop productivity in corn production. Ultimately, what we want to do with this project is to be able to collect information that we can share with growers to help them better understand the balance between managing input costs around fertilizer application and maximizing revenue when they're making their fertilizer rate decisions. In the end, saving $10 an acre on a fertilizer expense bill isn't going to pencil out if it ends up costing $5 an acre. But at the same time, building soil fertility levels above the critical thresholds to benefit future crops, that's probably not also in the best interest of most growers today. So we want to look at those nutrient levels and the yield levels and use that information to help balance the nutrient checkbook, so to speak. To this end, Pioneer recently released a new software tool that growers can also access to help make soil fertility decisions. The Encirca Yield Fertility Management Service combines yield and soil test data with fertilizer cost information, and that with those things, the grower can allocate nutrients based on the potential return on fertilizer investment for different management zones in the field. Really, at the end of the day, what it does is the Encirca tool generates variable rate applications that are based on integrating the agronomic and economic factors that drive profitability. So we're considering those soil tests, the yield data, and the market price of both the crop and the nutrient that's going to be used. And in the current market, precise soil fertility management is going to be more important than ever. If you'd like to learn more about the Encirca Fertility Service or Pioneer's on-farm research, contact your local Pioneer sales rep or visit Encirca.com.
Thanks, Andy. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.